Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Being realistic is for losers, because the truth of the matter is we create our own reality. How you speak to yourself matters, because your words become your thoughts and your thoughts become your action.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting. Are you ready?
Hey, cuties, and welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode on Almost Adulting with me, your host, your best friend, always. I mean, you better put me before you put your mother. Like, I better be first. If you have a newborn, like, who cares? You just met that guy. Like, you better be putting me first. So I am your best friend, your big sister, and your host, Violet Benson. Welcome to the last week of September. The last week that we're checking in and we're figuring out our mental health. So you better fix your mental health this week, because October, I'm not taking care of you anymore, you know? October is all about cult month. Basically, if you're not taking care of your mental health by October, you may accidentally join a cult after listening to my podcast. So make sure you're in top notch. So go ahead and re-listen to a bunch of my solo episodes to really get you in your prime mental health state before we move forward with cult month, because that one's going to be intense and I'm so excited for it. Not only that, I even like figured out all my Tuesday episodes. So aside from you guys, you know what, fuck it, I'll just tell you. Aside from next month, you'll get to hear interviews from top people from the cult Children of God, Scientology, the cult NXIVM, and then we're going to talk about the cult in the end of the month of pop culture, the Kim Kardashian cult, how they managed to take over and how they managed to be such an influence, because I find that just as interesting, and that in its own is a cult. But then on Tuesday episodes, I even decided to make it extra special for you guys. So my Tuesday episodes are going to be the recap of understanding these cults before the guests come on. Then we have a whole episode on Tuesday of the cult of religion. Then we'll have a whole episode on a Tuesday on how to become a cult leader or how to start a cult. Then we are going to dive into something else, which I can't figure out what I wrote in my notes. I must have been spazzing out by this point. My Adderall was wearing off. So, you know, can't really read that writing, but I'll figure it out. Anyway, it's going to be really fun. But another thing that I've realized is that since dating and all that is really my specialty, whether or not I want to admit it, and mental health, since, you know, that's why I read so many books about it, I will continue to provide that for you. So I think beginning of Thursday episodes, or specifically at least Tuesday episodes, I will still make sure to kind of include some of that stuff in there to still give you advice, because a lot of you still DM me a lot of advice about like jealous best friends or ex stuff or current guy stuff. So I'll still kind of sprinkle in some of those topics during cult month, so you don't completely feel like your big sister is gone out of your life. So I'll still do that. Don't worry. But yeah, October and November is going to be different and I'm excited for it. Okay, but today the whole episode is about be delusional. That's why I came up with that title. And that's important for me. I think it's very important for us to get back to being delusional. If you've never been delusional, honey, you are missing out. And let me tell you why. By the way, Thursday's episode, the intro, hilarious. Please go listen to it, because I recorded it yesterday and I'm like, girl off, you're funny. Look, I mean, if I'm not going to laugh at my jokes, who will? Because I'm deaf in my left ear, so I actually can't hear when I'm performing and anyone laughing at my jokes. So I just got to laugh at myself. Anyway, oh, also, you guys, if you're in LA, you better go to my show at the Hollywood Improv, October 24th. It's $20. Do not be cheap, you silly cunt. If you don't go to my show, I will never speak to you again. And I will disown you. You will no longer be my daughter and I will not show you my boobs. I'm kidding. I've never showed you my boobs, but you never know. Maybe one show, I'll just do it for $20. But yeah, I will put the link in the description bio. So go there and click it and take your friends. And you better go before it sells out. I'm assuming in the next two-ish weeks, the tickets will finally sell out. So get it now. If you love me and you want to support me, I'll really appreciate it. It's going to be my second show ever. And this time I'm prepared. It's going to be half stand-up, half podcast with the dope-ass advice. You're welcome. So yeah, Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles, October 24th. The only show the rest of the year. So go get your tickets. All right. So before we get started, there's something that I feel like it's really important for all of us to consider. This is the type of things that sometimes if you say out loud, you can get canceled for. But I want to be as honest as possible. Because for me, it's important that we put our mental health first. And a lot of times I feel like people focus on so many other things because it's easier than it is to focus on yourself and what you're going through mentally. It's so much easier to go be a warrior and fight for everyone else and forget to fight for yourself and forget, be like, wait, did I eat today? Did I drink water today? Did I check in with myself mentally? A lot of times we don't do these simple, simple things. And I'm telling you right now, you cannot be everything for everyone if you're nothing for yourself. And unfortunately, I feel like everyone is constantly so focused on everyone else's problems. And I'm not talking in a hater way where people constantly calling each other out on mean things. Not even that part. I'm talking about even the good people who are constantly worried and freaked out about everything that's terrible that's happening in the world. And let me tell you, there are a lot of bad things these days happening in the world. I mean, it is hard to not open social media, to not open your phone, not see some disaster happening, whether it's an earthquake or a war or people in cages or people starving, kids getting murdered, molested. It's mortifying. I mean, how can you be okay on the inside when you see everything that's happening in the world? It feels pointless to live, honestly. It's hard, especially if you consider yourself an empath, and a lot of people do, even the ones who aren't, which is okay. You know, live your best life. But I understand a lot of people want to be there for everyone else. But again, you cannot be there for everyone else if you're not taking care of yourself. You have to take those moments and stop and check in with yourself. And another thing I want to say now is that it is okay if you are exhausted at this point and you're tired of constantly caring about everyone else. You are not selfish for this. And you crying about it all day when you can't do anything about it doesn't work like that. So stop attacking other people for not being on high anxiety 24/7 about every single thing that's happening in the world. I know what I'm saying right now may not resonate with everyone, but for me, I'm the influencer that cares about your mental health. If you want to talk to someone about politics, then you go listen to a podcast that talks about politics. For me, mental health comes first. This is what I advocate for the most. And I want you to put yourself first. So the truth is that right now, people are exhausted. There's too many bad things happening every single day. And our brains are not mentally capable of processing so much trauma so quickly. Your brains are still processing the pandemic. Research shows that it will take you between 5 to 10 years to fully process what happened the last 2 years. Aside from that, there's already been wars. There's been different presidents. There's been almost taking away our women's rights in the US with abortion. There's been so much happening. And the thing is, people don't understand. 10 years ago, it's not like less bad things were happening, is that social media wasn't at our hands. So we weren't able to access all of it 24/7. So bad things were still happening, but we just weren't stressed out about it because we had time to just focus on our own things. Now, it's in front of us 24/7. So then people feel like they have to care about everything 24/7, and they feel bad about themselves when they don't fully care about something. And then they pretend like they do by just posting a little story that they know won't make a difference, just to show someone that they care, even though they don't. It's fine. It's okay. Look, I understand. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're tired of always caring about everyone else. It's okay if you want to take a nap. It's okay if you don't feel like posting about something today. Life will still continue. It's okay. And also, it's okay if you do really care about other things. But I do urge you to think about yourself. If you're out there going around criticizing everyone else for not caring as much as you, look from within. Why are you attacking everyone else? And this is the research about. This is research that they did during the pandemic. And I feel like I'm completely going off topic right now. And maybe I'll take some of these parts out because I wanted to focus on other things. But this was research during the pandemic. There was research that showed kind of like if you work all weekends and then your friend doesn't work on weekends. So your friend goes out and has fun and then invites you to go out and then you go off on them. You're like, no, I can't. You know, I have to work, blah, blah, blah. And you get angry at them because they're not understanding or they don't care that you work, or you get angry like, how come you don't work? It's because the research shows that it's actually your brain feeling jealousy of them. You're not angry at them because they don't understand you. You're not angry at them because they're judging you that you're working or that you have to work. You're angry because somehow, for whatever reason, they're at peace with not needing to work on the weekend. They've accepted that they don't feel like working on the weekend and they are not hard on themselves like you are. So they're okay with going on the weekend and giving themselves some peaceful time to enjoy themselves. And they don't feel guilty when they don't work that weekend. Unlike you, who does feel super guilty if you don't work on the weekend. So really, it's you feeling jealousy that they're so much easier on themselves. That's where it comes from. So a lot of the time when we, let's say, now feel anger at why don't you care about all these topics? Because here I am stressed out about it. It's more like, I'm so jealous that you are able to be delusional in your own reality, that you are able to find peace when I'm sitting around looking on social media, looking at all these things to stress out. I don't know how to find peace and I'm jealous that you do. That's where it comes from. So just something to consider. Okay. I know I kind of went on a tangent and I didn't fully explain myself properly as much, but I hope that kind of makes sense and that kind of helps. Okay, moving on. This is the real point of the episode. And this is what I keep talking about. And this is about being delusional. I want to encourage everyone listening today to be as delusional as you can about your life. And in order to be delusional, there's two ways for that to happen.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And you either have to really believe in yourself, the shit can happen for you, or you have to be really fucking stupid and go out, just, you know, go with your life, just like not understanding what's happening around you. And then your life is just super easy. Those two. So trust me, I am constantly very, very jealous of people who don't overthink, who are kind of stupid, but their life is so much easier. They're not that deep. They go on with, I mean, they may think they're deep, but they're not that deep. So they go on with their life, not thinking too much, just enjoying life. That's amazing. And if you're one of those people, I am so envious of you. So envious. But if you're one of those people that you are a thinker, that you are smart, that you have to think about everything 24/7, that you constantly challenge things, you question things, and then your life is a little harder because you make it harder on yourself, this is where I encourage you to step into your life and be delusional. And by that I mean is where you create your own reality. I'm over being realistic, and I've talked about it in past episode. Realistic, being realistic is for losers, because the truth of the matter is we create our own reality. How you speak to yourself matters, because your words become your thoughts and your thoughts become your action. So next time you sit around and you think, oh my God, this guy dumped me, he will never want me back. Okay, then he won't, because you just told yourself that and you don't realize, but subconsciously you're creating that reality to yourself. Because this is what happens. You say, this person dumped me, they will never want me back. That makes me feel bad about myself because I'm not good enough for this person. Okay, I'm not good enough for this person. I'm not good enough for this person. Now that's all you're thinking about. And then you walk around thinking, I'm not good enough for anyone. I'm not good enough for anyone, because this is how you're talking to yourself. And then you look around and you start to pick up on things you wouldn't have normally picked up on, because right now you don't feel good about yourself. So you start to notice, oh, this person was kind of rude to me. Oh, this person kind of ignored me. And this is you literally creating your reality. And now you think, I'm not good enough for anyone. No one wants me. I'm undesirable. I'm unlovable. And you just accidentally created your full-on reality. So then everywhere you go, you create a gloom reality. You think, no one loves me. No one cares about me. Because that one person rejected me, now everyone's rejecting me because that person was right. Why the fuck was that person right? Who even are they? Please. Because they didn't want you. They didn't want themselves. They don't know what's good for them. Obviously, it was you. So why would you even want someone that doesn't even know what's good for them? Fuck them. Okay? Sorry for my language. But they can piss off. It was never about them. So this is what I mean by being delusional. Instead, when someone dumps you, you say, okay, you know what? It's because they like me too much. They'll come back. So then you say to yourself, they'll come back. I was too much for them in a way that I'm so amazing, they couldn't handle it. Because the truth is, if someone doesn't love themselves, they can't accept love from other people. And we forget that a lot of the time. So a lot of the time we pick people that maybe, I mean, right now I'm projecting in a way that a lot of times I date people, men, who in a way think everything I do is so amazing. And in the beginning, it's amazing because they make me feel so good about myself. They tell me how great I am and I love it. But then I realize that, you know, a little down the line, they get really insecure with me. It goes from, wow, you work so hard and you bought this house and everything you do is amazing. You're such a hard worker. You've achieved so much, to, I mean, you bought this house on your own? Fuck, you've achieved so much. And then it's insecurities. And then they have to bring me down in order for me to be on their level. And then when I tell them how amazing they are, well, if they don't believe it, how are they going to listen to what I have to say? If they don't think they're amazing, how are they going to believe me when I tell them they're amazing? They're not going to. So a lot of the times when you date someone, they dump you. Maybe you were too fucking amazing for them. And if they don't believe that they're great, if they don't believe that they're lovable, then how are they going to believe you when you try to love them? So change your perspective, little honey. I don't know why I said little honey, but change it. So then you walk around in the way that you're delusional by saying, I was too amazing for them because I'm so fucking amazing because I have so much to offer. They'll come back. So when you start to think like that, you walk around and you look at people and you think, oh, look, that person noticed I'm amazing because they smiled at me. Oh, more people smile at me. And you don't realize, but subconsciously you're walking around giving off energy that's positive, that's open. You're smiling at other people. And one thing that my friend said to me the other day that really resonated with me was about the fact that the other day she came over and she said, V, you don't notice this, but there's something about you that's very closed off energy. And that really, really resonated with me. So she said, it feels like you don't have any room for a partner. You say that you're single. You say that maybe you want a partner, even though I don't really say that. But she goes, the way you keep yourself so busy to the point that it doesn't feel like there's any room for a partner, and you exude that energy. People can feel that energy. And I thought that was really interesting too. So sometimes it's not even just about walking around smiling and being open. It's about literally opening up your energy. So again, we may think people don't notice what we're feeling inside, but people feel it. Our energies are powerful. And I really liked when she said that, because I think she was 100% correct. I'm not making any room right now for someone. I'm so focused on my work, on myself, on, you know, complaining about in my head about exes or men or this, men or that. Are they? Maybe not. Maybe that's who I'm attracting and vice versa to you guys. So the point is, change your perspective and then start to act like it. Open up. Be open to receive positive energy. Be open to taking care of yourself. Be open to being delusional and accepting that you're amazing. And every day you can wake up, you can look in the mirror and you can tell yourself that I'm amazing and this person's going to come back. You're going to create your own reality. And it's okay if you're lying to yourself, because eventually you'll believe it. I actually did that with my first boyfriend when he dumped me. I was so heartbroken because he took my V card. And I was just like, I don't get it. I thought we're going to get married. Thank God we didn't, because he had a really small penis and I got to experience other sex. I was like, wait, there are more positions than just missionary? That's crazy. So that was really cool for me to learn. But I remember when I decided to finally move on, I made a choice. I made a decision, just like you have to make a choice of being delusional. Every day before I went to sleep, I told myself, I'm over him. I no longer like him. I'm done with him. I don't love him anymore. Every night I went to sleep and I said, I'm over him. I don't love him anymore. And then one day I woke up and it was actually true. I didn't love him anymore and I was over him. And he also came back, by the way, once I stopped loving him. So it's the same thing for you guys. Lie to yourself every day in a positive way, obviously. And eventually you'll start to believe it. The mistake that you guys, a lot of us are currently doing, is that we are constantly playing a role in everyone else's movie. So we're constantly being like the extras in other people's movies. And you have to remember, you're not a supporting actor in someone else's movie. This is your life. So when I say be delusional, tell yourself, this is my movie. No one can make me feel bad about myself without my permission. Whether it's men that I'm dating there or women that I'm dating, they're rejecting me or making me feel rejected. Ask yourself, why am I attracting these type of partners? Or whether it's people that are making you feel bad about yourself, ask yourself, why am I surrounding myself with these people? Because guess what? In the episode with Amy Maureen, she talks about that if you have low self-esteem, you will surround yourself with people who make you feel bad about yourself so they can validate what you think about yourself. That's a scary part. So instead of walking around blaming everyone else for how shitty you feel about yourself, understand that it's what you're choosing to keep around you and what you're choosing to attract. And you can choose to lie to yourself and you can choose to be delusional so you can get out of this funk and feel good about yourself. Okay? I was going to dive into confidence and what that means, but that's going to just have to be another episode. But let me leave you with this one important thing. And this is that. No one is thinking about you. The reason we constantly feel shame, embarrassment, all that is because we create a reality that things are so much worse in our life than they really are. We think everyone's talking shit about us. Everyone hates me. Oh my God, this was so embarrassing. They'll never forget I did this. They already forgot, babe. They literally forgot 2 minutes after it happened because they don't give a fuck. Not because you don't matter. You matter. It's because they're focused on their own life. They're too busy being insecure and thinking about their own life and their own problems and their IBS. And even if they were for a second thinking about you, and this happened to me recently where I felt embarrassed about something, and you'll kind of hear about something stupid I did on Thursday, and you won't hear the outcome, but I already experienced the outcome and it wasn't great. But guess what? What other people think about you is none of your business. You will spend your whole life worrying what everyone else thinks about you until one day you'll realize that no one's ever thinking about you at all. There will always be people who will not understand you, and that's okay. You are not for everyone, and it is not your job to teach them who you are and how to love you. It is your job, though, to learn who you are to the point that you know yourself so well that if someone comes into your life and tries to disturb your peace and break you, it does not even touch your soul. And by the way, if it does break you for one day, it didn't break you. It hurt your feelings because you're human. But tomorrow's a new day, and tomorrow you will wake up and you will be okay. That's what it means to understand who you are. And that's what it means to also have confidence. It doesn't stem from your ego or from your looks. It's knowing who the fuck you are. And I will dive into that in a different episode. So I encourage you to be delusional. To remember that reality is what you make it. It's what you choose it to be. You can wake up today and you can be angry at the world, and that will be your reality, that everything and everyone sucks and you have no control over anything. Cool. Enjoy that life. Or you can wake up and you can make a choice. Is being angry every single day working for me? Is surrounding myself with people who don't love me working for me? Is dating this person that makes me feel like total shit every single day working for me? Is this job that I feel useless at working for me? No, it's not? Okay. How do I fix it? Let's start with how I feel about myself first. I'm going to choose to be delusional today because reality is for losers. So I'm going to choose to believe that I'm great and great things are going to happen to me today. And I'm going to choose to believe that there's a better job out there for me, that there are better friends out there for me, that there's a better man out there for me, that there's a better girlfriend out there for me, that there's a better life out there for me. And it's going to happen for me because I'm special and I deserve everything. And guess what? One day it will happen for you when you least expected and when you forgot that you were at your lowest at one point. Okay? So it's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to have a bad week, and it's okay to have a bad month. But remember that every day is a new day, and every day you get to choose what type of life you want to live. So if I were you, I would choose to be delusional. I love you. Mwah.